Voting in local elections is being ignored. Despite the fact that more decisions that affect our livelihood are overlooked, we still don't care. According to the statistics from the KnoxCounty.org election results cumulative PDF page, it states that out of the 85 precincts that submitted tallied reported votes, only 60,744 votes in 2014 were counted. According to the U.S. Census Bureau as of July 1, 2016 reporting, there were 456,132 residents located in Knox County. So what's factually being reported is about only 13% of the population determines the elected officials in Knox County. That should concern you because unless you're a Democrat, the Republicans have the final say. Now, personally, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I choose to be independent. But when it comes to the philosophies of our elected officials, we have to take a look at what is being said and whom believes what. Obviously, the major hot-button issue is the opioid epidemic that is hitting our communities across this county. According to the CDC.gov Vital Signs Opioid Prescription PDF, Tennessee has the highest number of painkillers prescription per 100 people at 143 prescriptions per 100 people. Now, let me ask you something. How many of you have had an accident, a major accident? How many of you were put on pain medication? I don't mean to be invasive, but just raising the awareness of a huge problem. The reason why this is so important to me is because I work at a recovery center, and I see patients every day with this problem. The disease of addiction, along with the instant gratifying effects of ready and available opioids satisfying the cravings, it's a compulsion of the body and an obsession of the mind, exacerbated by repeated negative self-defeating mental loops designed to erode an individual's confidence to the point of seeking something outside themselves in order to stop the voices. These voices come in the forms of traumatic injury, sexual assault, PTSD, constant mental and emotional abuse, just to name a few. To put it bluntly, if we don't address treatment options for these individuals, they will die. So, whom are the main decision makers when it comes to addressing this problem? The mayor, the county commission, and the sheriff. So, what are the respective duties of all? According to the University of Tennessee County Technical Assistance Service Institute for Public Service page, the county mayor should have a better picture of the total government operation than any other county official, and should have the knowledge, information, and leadership ability to steer the county in the direction that is beneficial to the county's future. Here are the candidates: Bob Thomas, Brad Anders, Glenn Jacobs, Linda Haney, and Rhonda Gallman. The majority of these candidates choose the opioid crisis as their number one issue facing. So, if we have a majority consensus on this type of issue that has to be approached for the philosophy, then let's move on to the county commission. The county commission, aside from approving budgets, also works with, according to the University of Tennessee County for Technical Assistance Services page, legal issues for county mayors and executives, work with development districts which, quote, assist elderly and disabled citizens. So their focus may be influenced by the mayor, but according to what I've searched, their duties are set for other issues like housing development and solid waste disposal. Which leads us to the sheriff, of which we have Tom Spangler and Lee Trammell. According to Learn.org's article titled, What Are the Duties of the Sheriff?, which include investigating complaints, emergency response, patrolling, and etc., which are carried out by the deputies. It appears that the spirit of approaching the philosophy of crime is brought to the table as well. When it comes to dealing with the opioid crisis, we have two different approaches as well. Both Lee Trammell and Tom Spangler are Republicans. Trammell's focus on helping those addicted to drugs by shutting down businesses, quote, that buy stolen property, will fight to reduce the number of pill mills in our communities, and will also continue to help those addicted to drugs with innovative programs in our jails that give a chance to beat addiction, as evidenced by his, quote, Why Am I Running campaign video. Tom Spangler, quote, focus his attention to cracking down on dealers and getting through to legislators to deal with the issue on multiple ends, according to a Knox News report. According to another Knox News report written by article written by Travis Dorman, stating Spengler said, quote, okay, we're going to take this person and put them in a rehab program and do away with the charge, he said. You have to be tough on crime because that's the one deterrent of keeping people from committing these crimes. If I'm considered old school to that fact, then I'm proud of that. The philosophy of how we are to face our future with the number one problem facing our state begins with early voting tomorrow. Do your research and decide for yourself. Update your voter registration information and decide if you believe in an old school approach or a more progressive one. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.